today from 307 The Club, located in Afton. That is John and Karen Lemunyan. John, Karen, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning. We're doing well, thanks.
Thanks for coming in and taking a few minutes with us. Talk to us about 307 The Club and kind of how it started, what it is, and how people can utilize what you guys have done. It's because it looks pretty amazing.
It's really, we're really excited about it. So 307 The Club is just a premium golf simulator. I own the Mercantile, Star Valley Mercantile, and John has a business, and we have the old Robinson Motors building is where these businesses are located. And as you know, it's a huge building. So we wanted to find a way to utilize more of that square footage, as well as provide some indoor winter activities for people to come and enjoy. Just our winters are long and hard. So we thought that that might be a fun thing to do. And golf is such a huge thing up here, and you know, starting to kind of pick up. And so we just thought that this would be a really fun option. And John had a friend that is in the simulator business, and so he was able to give us kind of a preview of what the software and the capabilities of this simulator are. And we were really impressed and thought that it would be a really good fit. We have a high school age daughter who said her friends would drive to Idaho Falls to use a golf simulator. And as a mom, that makes my heart nervous about driving up there in the winter. Right. So I just thought, oh, I want these kids to have something to do here, and families, and you know, dates and all of those kinds of things. So that's kind of where it all originated.
What a cool idea and a cool concept. I've done one of these simulators before, and I am absolutely horrible at golf. I hardly ever do it. But it's really cool. So John, tell us what the research process was like. Are you a golfer yourself, and have you done a lot of simulation stuff golfing, or what did you have to do just to find the right stuff?
So I'm not a golfer, but I love to golf. So it's, I'm kind of in that ballpark of when somebody's behind me, I'm a little bit nervous. Like, I know I'm going to be searching for a ball somewhere, and they're going to be just waiting behind me. And with this system, you don't have to worry about that. You just come in and have fun. As far as research goes, yeah, we went out and did a few different simulators, and the really nice thing about this one is it has some really high def infrared cameras, and it captures your club face hitting the ball at such a super slow motion. It shows you if your club face is open and why your ball, you know, you go to the golf course, you hit a ball and it goes somewhere and you're going, I don't know why it did that. If you come here and you hit the ball, you know exactly what happened. And when you see the ball turn off and start going right before the camera comes on, I'm like, oh, my club face must have been open. Then you see the camera. It replays after every swing, and you see exactly ball speed, RPMs of the ball spin. So if you're working on your game to get it on the green and spin back, it'll do that. But it is the best of the best system. It's the latest and greatest that's out there. But besides golf, it does other things, so families can come in and play baseball, hockey, soccer, frisbee golf. It does a few other programs, a Western shootout. Oh, so man. There's a little laser gun, and the kids like that.
All right, now what's on now?
Yep.
Well, I don't mean to brag. I was the fifth varsity golfer for Star Valley High School in the fall of 1994. So I know that's kind of a big name drop there. So I don't mean to, but this sounds awesome. But now that I'm old and even fatter, as I look, I'm like, this sounds great. You don't have to go find the ball. You don't have to go chase it. It's right there.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly.
That's a huge draw, for sure.
John and Karen Lemunyan in studio this morning. So how does it work? How do people make reservations, or can you do walk-ins? How does that work, Karen?
So we have a website. It's 307theclub.com. Currently, you can book it directly online, book and pay online. It is rented by the hour, and because we only have the one bay right now, you get the whole facility. So there's a shuffleboard table, there's a TV, there's, you know, a few other, some lounging area and all that kind of stuff.
A full hangout spot.
Though. Yeah, it's totally a hangout spot.
It's really nice, too, from what I saw in the paper.
It is. It's really beautiful. We're really excited about how it turned out. And so you can go online and book it. You can call or text our number, which is 307-386-0886. So you can contact us that way. If the Mercantile is open, you're welcome to walk in and see if it's available as well, and I can take care of you there. So yeah, it's really easy to get in. It's booked by the hour, like I said. So if you have a small group of people, you can split the cost of that hourly reservation. And so it's a really affordable activity. So.
And it sounds like, John, that from the way you described it, whether you are a brand new beginner or an experienced pro, like this is something that you can benefit from.
Absolutely. And if you've got your game and you just want to tweak it just a little bit, or if you're like me and you have no idea what a number 8 club does or what a number 7 does, or, you know, you can actually find out exactly your distances. So it's helped me, you know, before I just grab a club and hope it got somewhere. And here you can dial it in pretty good. You know, like if I hit a full swing, this is going 99 yards or whatever it is. So, yeah, if you're working on your game, that's great. If you want to come and have fun, there's no pressure. You just hit it. If you're coming in with a group, you can play a scramble, best ball. It's really fun. Set up your teams and away you go.
Excellent.
So I've never done a golf simulator, ever. What do people need other than money? Of course, I'm sure you'd like them to, you know, to rent that out and get and make sure the card clears, that kind of stuff. But what? So let's say I'm interested in coming and doing it, and I know obviously there's a cost to it. But what else do I bring? Do I bring anything?
You don't need to bring anything else. We have righty clubs, lefty clubs that you can borrow, and we do just ask that you use our balls, no matter if you bring your own clubs or not. You're welcome to bring some snacks and treats to just munch on while you're having fun. But you don't really need to bring anything. We've got everything there, but you are welcome to use your own clubs if you prefer.
Excellent. John and Karen Lemunyan and 307 The Club. Anything we missed about this business endeavor that we haven't touched on yet?
I it's just a blast, and you guys, if you don't reserve a spot, then I'll probably end up in there, so it's not a big deal. So it's been a lot of fun for us to get this set up, and yeah, so no more I'm gonna go hang out at somebody's house and just do something. There's a place for a date night, you know. There's obviously bowling and a movie, and small towns are a little bit difficult, and last winter was long, and so we just thought, let's do something different. So
love it. Karen and John Lemunyan, thank you both for coming in today. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.